Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and Jump in Tucson is a wonderful format show. It's been going really well. We're almost a year old now, with a different host each day covering a wide range of different topics. On Monday, I host Wonder, talking about the good things at the University of Arizona. On Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour, and on Wednesday, Grant Kruger hosts Food for Thought. On Thursday, Tom Moulton talks about Visit Tucson and Southern Arizona attractions. And then on Friday, we get to talk with great business leaders and nonprofit organizations about their success in the community and what makes Tucson great. With us this morning is our CEO of Ackerley Advertising. I say CEO of Ackerley Advertising, but Morgan Murphy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being here. Morgan is our newest employee, and she is with us in the studio most Fridays. Our guest is our good friend, Raymond Smith. Good morning, Raymond.
How you doing, Ed? Good to see you, buddy.
That is a recognizable voice for about 3 years. Ray had a show here with his wife and his daughter on KVOI and was a host of the program. What was the name of that show? It was called... it had a couple different names, didn't it?
Yeah. Something about homes.
Yeah, I get it.
We did real estate stuff. Yeah, my wife's going to be pissed. Yeah. You don't remember the radio show? I don't remember the name at all.
Something about... So let's talk about that. Before we get into what we're going to talk about today, let's talk a little bit about Raymond Smith. First off, thank you for your service to our country, 22 years as an Air Force person, so thank you. So tell us a little bit about your journey to get into Davis Monthan Air Force Base.
I grew up in Philadelphia. We went straight from high school into the Air Force, joined in 1981. Yes, right, I'm old as dirt. Retired in 2003 here at Davis Monthan. I've been here like since 1996. And this is my home. Both my girls went to school here. Both my girls graduated from U of A. And so we're very proud of being from Tucsonian. I try to tell everybody that, great. I know I've been in Philadelphia for 18 years, but I've been in Tucson longer than I've been anywhere else, so I'm pretty much a Tucsonan. Thank you. Oh, the name of our show is I Am Real Estate.
Thank you, Matt, for bringing in that coffee cup that has... now Sandra will talk to you tonight when you get home, right?
Oh, so. Man, she's going to be so upset.
So you were stationed at Davis Monthan, and you retired from there and stayed in Tucson. Well, yeah, why did you stay in Tucson? Why didn't you go back somewhere else?
Because I fell in love with Tucson. When I was in the military, I came out here at TDY, which was a temporary duty assignment for Tucson, and I told everybody when I went back that if I ever got a chance, I would come back to Tucson. And so when it came time to retire, I had a lot of opportunities to go outside, but I never wanted to leave. So right. What happened was we just decided, okay, got working for Raytheon for 16 years, and then I retired from Raytheon, and now me and my wife do real estate for Indy Realty.
Right.
And so been doing that, and just now I'm just trying my best to help the community the best I can because I love Tucson, and I want to make sure that everybody knows how great Tucson is.
Well, I must say you and your wife, Sandra, are wonderful volunteers. Matter of fact, I know a lot of volunteers, but you guys are like right up there at the top of all the things you're involved in. But two that come to mind right away are you're heavily involved in the Blazers, Blue Blazers, with the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Tell us a little bit about we had the kickoff luncheon last week, or this week, I guess it was, whenever it was.
It was last Thursday.
Yeah, last Thursday. And your involvement with the Arizona Bowl, you've been doing great work there.
Yeah, I've been there for about 4 years. It was really exciting to be a part of it. I'm still a part of it. I was actually co-chairs. Me and Sandra were co-chairs for it for 2 years,
right.
And took it to where it is now. And now we have great co-chairs of Eric Spitzer and Darlene Twitch, who are doing it right now.
Right.
Great people. And so what we do, we just try to make sure that we do everything to make sure that the bowl goes off without a hitch. Remember that 100% of the net proceeds go to our local communities, mm-hmm. local charities and stuff. So we just want, our whole goal was to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that bowl goes off and to get as much support from our community to support the Arizona Bowl. That's the most important thing, is that get in the seats, support it. Every time you buy a ticket, it's going right back into the community.
Right, and we've got lots of charities that have benefited from that. Of course, the military and the teachers get to, our heroes, our yes. local heroes get to go to the games for free, and people underwrite their tickets, and that's really a good program as well. Speaking of which, Coaches for Charity is involved in the bowl. We get the best assignment of all. We get to take care of the hospitality tents for the two visiting teams, or they're both visiting teams, obviously, because they both come from out of town.
Yeah.
And so we get to provide the volunteers to help with hospitality
awesome.
At the tents, and that's fun. And that's Coaches for Charity, which is one of the near and dear to my heart, one of the things that Janet Hare and I started long ago. But over the last couple of years, you've really helped with the Coaches for Charity MLK Classic. That's a really exciting event.
Very proud to be a part of that. The whole thing about that is that you get a chance to see these young kids who've never had a chance to play basketball on the U of A court and just watch their faces as they come in there and be a part of it. It's just amazing. And sit there and be there when them and their parents see them playing and helping them get through this whole environment and let them realize that the future is in their hands. And all they have to do is just keep back, stay with school, and do the things that are right. And this could be the possibility to be here.
Yeah, we've got a total of 9 games coming up on Monday, January 20th, 2025. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. The last game gets over with about 10 p.m. By the time that's over with, I think I've walked 20,000 spaces that
day. I love looking at my stats there.
Yeah.
That is probably one of the most days I walked for like the whole year.
Right.
Like, I love it because it's all about taking care of the kids and watching these kids grow and be better. Each year is awesome.
Well, we really appreciate what you do for Coaches for Charity, for the Arizona Bowl, for all the other charities that you help. The one that we're going to talk about today after the break, we're going to talk about the Splash 3 Foundation Veteran Charities Golf Event, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And before we hit the break here, just tell us what Splash 3 Foundation is.
Yeah, we are approved 501c3. Status. We got that in October 2023. However, we've been planning and executing golf tournaments since 2021. And to this day, we've donated over $65,000 to veterans and local charities.
That's just
to this date. So we've been doing our best to make sure that we take care of our community the best we can.
And what's the name Splash 3 represent?
It has to do, that's a good story. If you have you don't know, our president is Rico Rodriguez. His name is Cesar. His call sign is Rico. And what happened is that he's a pilot in combat. He had 3 kills.
Wow.
And when you have a kill and a plane goes, it's called a splash. So he had splash 3 means he had 3 kills. So he's pretty much an ace in the world. He's is he the last living ace? I think he is.
Right.
Here in Tucson, guys, you have a veteran who's out there who does a lot of things for our community and who's he's a great, great, great man.
So the Splash 3 represents Rico's time as an ace pilot in the combat veteran. Yeah, fantastic.
Combat flight veteran, flying F-15s.
He and Mike Chapman and some of the colonels that were out there, they like you, they came to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base and they fell in love with Tucson. And so after their reign of terror at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, they stayed here. You know what they fell in love with? I think all these guys fell in love with golf.
Yeah.
You know, you can play golf 360 days out of the year here in Tucson.
Yeah,
and Rico's a big golfer, and
yes.
I know Mike was too, and some of those guys. So they come out here to Tucson, and they see this beautiful weather, and it's time to stay here. We'll come back after the break. We'll talk about the Splash 3 Foundation Veteran Charities Golf Tournament. Our guest this morning is... what's the name of that show? The Integrity Matters. I am Real Estate Show. I Am Real Estate Show.
Sorry, Sandra. Love you.
Raymond Smith. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson on this Friday morning. We're talking, welcome back, Morgan Murphy, our newest employee at Accurately Advertising.
Thank you.
She's been helping me book guests on Jump in Tucson. So if you want to talk to a lovely person, you can send a note in and say that you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, and she could get you all set up. We're speaking with Ray Smith. He is a man about town. He had a radio show called I Am Radio Show.
I Am Real Estate. Get it right.
I Am Real Estate. Okay, yeah. Otherwise, we're not going to be allowed back in your house.
You're correct.
And we know that she's listening because we got a text already that said, how dare you not remember the name of our radio show?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we're talking about the Splash 3 Foundation. Rico Rodriguez, the great colonel out at the Air Force Base, retired now. And this foundation is a great foundation, and it's helping. It was formed. You got the 501c3 a couple of years ago, but
yeah.
You've been working on raising money, and you said a little bit about Rico and his entourage out there. These guys really have made a difference in Tucson. We talk about Rico being an ace pilot. He's also been a really important figure in helping veterans and people transition, right?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing that started this foundation. One thing I want to say is called Splash 3 Foundation. You can reach us on the website, www.splash3.com. And what Rico did was one time, we all like to golf. And so we decided that on Friday, we were like, hey, we're going to golf and we're going to bring some stuff in and we're going to bring some little bit of, ask people to bring a little bit more money in. And then we would donate whatever the winnings were, we would donate to a nonprofit veterans charity. And we like, okay, we did it the first year. I think it was the first year was 2021 and we raised $8,000. Like, oh, we had fun. It all went to one charity. 2022, we did it again and we raised $8,000. $6,000 the first year, $8,000 the second year. And then we decided, hey, we wanted to make this thing bigger. And so we said, let's start having a foundation and let's try to make a foundation and do that. And when we did it the first year, which is in 2023, we raised $23,000.
Right.
But this time we did $23,000, but we gave it to two different charities.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year we started giving it to two different charities. So the two charities are sit there and they meet with us. We decide which two charities we're going to give to, and then that charity has to help us put on the tournament.
Execute the tournament.
Yeah.
Right, right. They come with volunteers and so forth. So let's talk about the actual date. It's coming up.
December 13th,
which is that's a good day. It's going to be 106 degrees that day.
It's going to be 85, sunny. It's going to be at Star Pass Golf Resort.
Beautiful course. Absolutely beautiful.
The club at Star Pass. It's going to be a shotgun golf tournament. Starts at 9:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But the sign up is at 7:30.
Right. And so people can go out there and,
Registration's at 7:30 to 9:10. We have all kinds of things. We got a hole in one, putting for prizes, a long drive, closer to the pin. The one thing we do in our golf tournament, we ask golfers to come out, everyone to come out to bring an unopened toy.
Unwrapped toy.
So what we're going to do with the toys is that we're going to give them to another charities that are going to go ahead and donate those to children. So not only we got two charities that we're supporting, which is the Esperanza Day.
Right.
Esperanza Day. Yeah. And Calante.
Yeah, right.
Esperanza.
Yeah. And then.
And Escalante. Yeah. It is. And I'm also healing Arizona veterans.
And these are transitional organizations that help, at least the helping Arizona veterans.
Esperanza and Escalante does transitioning stuff, but the Healing Arizona, what they do is that they support brain surgery. They have a hyperbolic chamber to help people who have PTSD and things like that to get better.
Right. And so the whole idea behind Splash 3 is to help in the transition from active duty and engagement and helping those people as part of that and just reaching out to veterans in general.
Yeah, I would really say that we're just to help nonprofits who are helping veterans donate more money so they can help more veterans. And we're just trying to help as many veterans as we can. And I would like to say that we also have a golf tournament in April where our proceeds go to local charities.
Right.
We're trying to expand ourselves out, not just to be about veterans, but to be about the community. We really love our Tucson community. You'll find that a lot of golfers do the same thing. So we're just giving them an outlet to be able to provide support for our community.
And one of the named sponsor for this is Adman, which is a company that has several locations. They started just a couple of years ago, but they're kind of a high-tech group. Of course, you probably worked with them at Raytheon. They're metal additives, polymer 3D printing, injection molding, CNC this is stuff that guys like Matt sitting behind the glass knows this kind of stuff. I have no idea what I'm talking about here.
It sounded good.
But Adman's, they've stepped up and are sponsoring as the name sponsor here, so they're providing the resources to help get the golf tournament going and so forth. But there's other charities, other sponsors that involve to help the charities. But it's nice to have Adman. And again, Rico, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right, Rico? So
he's a great guy. And the thing that we're trying to put across here is that we're looking for partnerships all the time. We really believe that what we're doing is the right thing. And we want to make sure that if you want to be a partner, get a hold of Splash 3, you can reach me. I'm also on the board. I'm in charge of the partnerships. And what we want to do is have a lifelong partnership. We want to make this tournament, I'm telling the best tournament in Tucson, and make it memorable every year. We want to be like Christmas. Every year in December, we know we're going to have a golf tournament that's going to represent give all the proceeds to two different charities, 100% of the net proceeds. I better say net, so I don't think everything we have. that we that goes to there. We still have to pay for everything else.
Yeah, yeah, like right. Just like a normal golf tournament.
Just like a normal golf tournament. But the point we want to make sure is that we're just looking for partners to come out there and help us. Help do. We have a lot of partners right now. And we're looking for more to sit there and be a part of it for a lifetime. We're hoping to be around 40 years from now. When I'm gone, this is still going on.
Right.
And people realizing this, Tucson is a great place to be. What do you think, Morgan?
I like it. Sounds good.
Right.
So, Morgan, we were talking about you being a golfer. So you were on the golf team in high school, right?
Yes, I was on the Marana High School golf team.
She said she beat all you guys all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
She was out there golfing in the cow pastures back in the day when Marana was just a bunch of cow pastures. And now it's, goodness gracious, all the development out there is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
But are you, you're a pretty good golfer?
No. But
You're in good company. You're sitting with Ray and Ed and Bill, so you're in
none
good company.
Are, yeah. We just talked about it in the break. No one's going to the pros, so it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. I think what's really cool is if you're also not a golfer, like we aren't, someone wanted to participate and be, could they come to the Champions Lunch and be part of that and pay a fee and come and be part of the activity at Star Pass just to kind of support the organization?
I would say just come on out and just come and support it, and then we'll find a way to see what we can do to have you come out there and talk. But we have so many different opportunities for you to be a part of it. If you just doesn't, you're not a golfer, we have different packages that we offer. There's a package that's called the championship package where you just donate money that'll go pay for the lunch.
Right.
And so if you're paying for the lunch, and of course you're going to be a part of it.
Right.
That, I think that's you can pay $1,000 with a lunch of $3,500. Right. There's also one for $100 where you can just pay for a tee box sign.
Right. Right, and get your name on one of the holes.
Tee box sign, and we also have different opportunities out there for you to be a part of it. Just remember that it's on the 13th of December. It's at Star Pass, starting at 9:30, shotgun, and we're just on www.splash3.com to reach out to us. Reach out to myself, Ray Smith, or to Rico Rodriguez, who is our president. I'm also on the board. I am the partnership. I'm the VP of partnership. They gave me a VP
title.
I love it.
I love it. You know, Rico would have been here today. Rico's doing the, you know how the president of the United States once a year has to go in and do the military medical exam and all that stuff. Well, Rico, since he's a colonel, he's a retired colonel, he has to go get that thing. So he would have been here this morning, but we'll get him back in the spring when we do the April golf tournament. But this is a great event. You know, Tucson is an Air Force town. I often say that if you took the University of Arizona out of the middle and Davis Mountain out of the south side of town, it'd be interesting what you'd have left in Tucson. And so people don't realize the number of employees that are out at the base and the impact that the base has on our community over the last 100 years, and how important these veterans are like Ray and Rico that stay after they do their service time. They love Tucson and they stay and become part of our community. So we want to support this event, the Splash 3 Foundation Veteran Charities Golf Event on December 13th at Star Pass. Give that website again so they can get involved.
Yeah, www.splash3.com. I wanted to also say that the toys that we're distributing are going to three local drives, Miracle in El Barrio,
right.
Operational Warm Heart, and Zion City Christmas Mall.
Fantastic. And those are all three huge Christmas toy drives that give away to lots of needy children. So, well, we appreciate what you do for the community, Ray, you and Sandra, and what Rico's doing here with Splash 3 and your involvement with all the veterans that are impacted by this. We appreciate it, and we're going to have you back maybe once more time before the tournament. And
oh, we'll, I appreciate
we'll,
that.
And we'll have Rico in at that time, and we'll also get you back in the spring to talk
everybody,
about.
Don't forget to support the Ackleys. They're awesome.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. This is we're going to have you back more often. You keep saying things like that. That's amazing. We like that. So thank you, Raymond Smith. We appreciate it. We appreciate Sandra. And you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're here with Morgan Murphy. Good morning again, Morgan.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in the studio again. You were out last week, and I didn't know what to do without you being here. So,
no, I know.
Since you're in charge of me now, so this is great. Hey, our guest is our very good friend and actually a partner with us here at Jump in Tucson. Laura Vega Accounting does our accounting for this program, and we got to know Laura through our good friend Leo Garcia. They are partners in a business, and Leo has a company called Leo Garcia Business Services. It's a good business to be in, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Good morning.
You have a gorgeous office at the top floor of 4400 East Broadway and looks towards the Catalina Mountains and the Rincon Mountains, too.
Yes.
And gorgeous, gorgeous views up there. So Bill and I work in a shack behind the IHOP over on Broadway and Pantano, and you get this beautiful eighth floor, gorgeous, gorgeous thing. So welcome back to your show, Jump
Thank
in
you.
Tucson. It's good to have you here. Well, when we first met, you know, actually the very first thing we met and then started doing business together was in a was at a golf tournament. It was the Mica Mountain Golf Tournament, I think.
That's right.
And it was out at
Vail.
Del Lago. And I had a table there, and I was running for el alcalde, el presidente municipal de Tucson.
Yes.
And there were a couple people next to me in a table and with some information about Helpers for Children, and it turned out it was Laura Vega and Leo Garcia. And since then, we've been doing a lot of crazy things together, haven't we?
Yes, good, crazy good things.
Crazy good things. And one of the things that you were promoting out there was something called Helpers for Children. Tell us a little bit about what Helpers for Children is.
Helpers for Children is a foundation based on helping, you know, children with financial needs in sports. Mm-hmm. If they have a need, we'll give them a scholarship for, you know, the initial, you know, fees that they have to pay.
Right.
And then we also give gifts to foster kids, special needs kids, and we do like Christmas dinner and party for them. So we have one coming up this December.
Great. And so this kind of ties in with what we've been doing at Coaches for Charity. We put on events where kids play in games and then give scholarships. You help kids who are have financial need to play at, say, a high school or play at a club sport where they need to have equipment or fees to pay. You have to pay to play in today's world, which leads us to the next thing, which is not paying to play, which is the Field of Dreams out at 1600 West Irvington Road. Tell us a little bit of what that Field of Dreams is all about.
We have a piece of land that was vacant next to the church,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to get it to establish a sports center for soccer. We also have other type of sports, but it's going to be, it's called Field of Dreams,
mm-hmm.
Campo de Sueños.
Campo de Sueños.
Campo de Sueños.
Yeah.
And so we're almost halfway of accomplishing our goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to finish this, and we have the league set up and all the infrastructure on the, you know, business side,
right.
You know, ready. Now we just need to finish up the turf, and we got a gift of $40,000 last week.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you to buy, you know, the turf and the fencing for the property.
The other interesting little story that you tell is the fact,
yes.
that you are up playing golf up in the North Country and heading back towards Tucson, and you stopped in Kingman of all places. Was it Kingman's where you
That's
were?
That's right.
Kingman of all places, and you looked to your left, and there was a turf company there, and being Leo Garcia that he is, he turned into the company and had a conversation with the owner, and they are going to help out with the turf. That's amazing.
Yeah. The one that saw that grass was Laura.
Right.
I was driving.
Oh, you were driving. She saw it.
So I turned around and that's when we got in contact with these people that are very nice. They gave us a tremendous discount.
Right.
You know, so now we're looking for a big truck, you know, like a flatbed,
mm-hmm.
that can bring the turf to Tucson.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there would love to donate or just for us to hire them,
right.
You know, in a good price, we'd love for somebody to bring the turf down to Tucson from Kingman.
From Kingman, right.
Yes,
so it's a good excuse to go up to Bullhead and
go
to Laughlin and throw a few pennies in the One Armed Bandit, and then on your way back come through Kingman and pick up a couple of rolls.
Or go eat a nice big steak over there, you know.
Yeah.
And Or play golf.
That's play a beautiful, beautiful course. Golf courses.
Yes.
And come back through Kingman, play a little golf, but then load that turf up on a big flatbed and bring it back to Tucson so that you can get started there. And then you have some work to do out at the land itself. You have to level the field, which is in pretty good shape now, but it needs to be leveled and cleared and some infrastructure put in there. But pretty exciting that the Field of Dreams is coming. It's coming together pretty quickly, isn't it?
Oh, we're so excited, and I can just already see what the vision, you know, when you have a vision in your mind, and it's just on top of on the air. Mm-hmm. But when it comes a reality and you actually see it with your eyes, then really, you know, starts like, man, God is good. You know, this is gonna work.
So Morgan, how are you at, say, like at Christmas when all the Christmas presents are under the tree? Are you one that's impatient for events and like your graduation when that came? Were you like, just get me to graduation?
Of course.
Are you very patient?
No, not patient.
Yeah, I'm amazed at you, Leo, how you just patiently make, and then things seem to speed up because you're so patient. It's a weird dichotomy that you say, don't worry, it'll come, and boom, someone gives you a $40,000 donation, and boom, you get some. And of course, I know you would say there's some divine inspiration in that. So it's
definitely
it's just don't worry, we'll get it done. It's going to happen. So
yes, and it's actually what you just said. That's the truth. It's actually not the patience that we have. Is the faith that we have in the things that we don't have control of.
Right.
You know, when you have a vision, you put it in God's hands, and you said, this is it. And if it's His will, I believe that He opens doors that nobody can close.
Right.
And He closes doors that nobody can open.
Right.
And when He closes one, all you have to do is dive in, have the trust and the peace that is going to happen. And no matter what obstacles we have in front of us, we are able to get it done, not because of our efforts, but because God is providing for what we need.
I do have to say, to be honest with you, which I am, I guess I am going to confession now, and so I'm being honest with my pastor, but I do have to be honest with you. When we were out at that first golf tournament, and I met you, and you started talking about you're building a soccer field on the 1600 West Irving, I thought you were nuts. And I thought, there's no way, that's so expensive. I don't know how he can do that. Why is he trying to tackle that and so forth? And here you are just a few short months maybe away from completing your vision there. And boy, what a powerful thing it is going to be.
In the experiences that you and I had and we all had as a, you know, friends and, you know, going through days, now we've seen together, you know, how things can be changed in the next minute to the positive.
Right.
All we have to do is just trust in the Lord, you know, be patient and just close your eyes and walk, because He's the one that the step in front of us. All we have to do is just following His steps, and then He takes us to the perfect place, but with obstacles. Nothing is easy. Everything, you know, costs. There's a price that we have to pay. If we want something, we have to put our knees on the floor. If we want to reach something, we have to climb.
Right.
So, you know, that's how I have found it, you know.
Yeah. In the Lord. Well, it is amazing how your faith has built this, and these kids that are going to benefit from the Field of Dreams or Campo de Sueños, it's going to be great, because you're talking about letting them come and play in leagues and so forth for no fee. And if they need some soccer shoes or they need an outfit or something, you're going to get that for them. And
actually, you know, let me just go back on that. The fees that we will have, because there's have to be,
referees and insurance and things like that.
But the fees that is not for profitable,
is
for operational.
Right.
So there will be fees, but they're not going to be fees that they cannot afford.
Right.
And other, because we're raising money from another sources.
Right.
We're able to pay for free for some kids that can absolutely
have nothing. Yeah.
But they have the skills.
Right.
And they have, you know, the desire to be in soccer or in sports where they can develop their skills. And this is not going to be just kick the ball.
Yeah.
It's a discipline. It's a structure professionally where we can find the kids that don't have the resources, but they have the skills, right, you know, to succeed in what they like.
Great.
And that's what we do.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk about the upcoming fundraiser that we're going to be having for Field of Dreams. Our guest is Leo Garcia, Helpers for Children, and Morgan Murphy is with us as well. We'll be back after the break as we listen to a really cool song.
Yes.
You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson on this wonderful Friday morning. With us in studio is Morgan Murphy, who good to have you back, one of the best golfers in Southern Arizona.
Gosh.
And our good friend Leo Garcia. Let's talk about golf. This is like golf Friday, I guess.
Yes.
Field of Dreams golf tournament is coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the golf tournament.
It's going to happen November 23rd. Shotgun is at 12. We have, that's our first annual Dreams golf tournament and fundraiser to help children in need. The place is El Dorado Golf Course, 6601 East Speedway Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, 857-110. The general admission, if you are a single player, is going to be $75. But if you put a foursome together, then you get a discount, and the total will be $280. For a whole advertisement, if you have a business out there, we'll give you a foursome, we'll give you an advertisement in one of the halls, and we'll also give you some goodies, included that for the $500. Mm-hmm. If you like to advertise your business while we're there, you can pay $300 and have a booth for advertising business. We're looking for drink sponsors, lunch or dinner sponsors, signs, advertisement. If you like to get one for your business, we'll put them up in one of those halls. You know where we tee off, and it's going to be $95. There's going to be a lot of good prizes.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some music. We have challenge halls, which one of the ones that people look forward is to be able to beat a pro.
Right.
So we're going to have a par three there where you're going to be able to challenge.
Right.
A pro that we have, we see Caesar.
Yeah,
you know from Sawalo.
Yeah, Danny Medina is helping us get Caesar.
Yes.
from Sawalo, and so you get to challenge one of Tucson's pros. And
yes, yeah. So that's, you know, if now the other side of this tournament is that you can win without even ever playing golf.
Right.
Why? Because it's a foursome. You're gonna be able to buy mulligans. And you strings, and you're going to be able to do that. If you hit the ball, if you miss the ball, you can win the tournament. I've seen it over and over in all these years. You know, the players that they have never played, they're the number one.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, by the way, champions. You, Sixto, and I went out to play golf, you know, and Sixto's like a five handicap or a four handicap. He hits the ball a mile, and he's perfect every time he hits it. You're a pretty darn good golfer yourself. We go to La Paloma, and was we at La Paloma?
No, it was Tucson National.
Oh, Arizona National, yeah.
Arizona National.
So we're playing out there, and you guys, you know, as we do, our good faithful guys that we do, we bet on the and so I get up there, I stink the first couple of holes, and then you guys amped up the bet that whoever wins, you know, the other guys will pay for lunch.
That's right.
I won. It was awesome. Of course, he gave me like 9 strokes a hole, so I think I shot like a 212 for my...
No, and you know what? The funny thing was that, you know, you're hitting the 9 strokes a hole, we make the bet, and then you start partying and you start bogeying every hole after that. So Sixto had to birdie, even with a birdie, he still couldn't beat me.
Yeah, it was so hilarious. Yeah. So that's kind of like this tournament. It's about fundraising. It's fundraising,
right,
but it's also friendraising. It's the first annual. The idea is to try, and you know, this is when we talk about those little booths, they do pay off. You and I met at one of the booths at the other golf tournament. And, you know, it's about the connections and the people that you meet and the common cause that people are working for. And the Lord knows we need to help young people who have a gift, and we want to move them through soccer and other sports into some things. So this golf tournament is a lot of volunteers have been helping, and you got some great prizes. You got a prize from our good friend Russell True at White Stallion Ranch. He's got a weekend at one of the four ranches for people. That's worth about $2,000. And then you've got a couple of 2-day passes to Disneyland. That's good, about $600 worth of value. Got lots of foursomes and lots of restaurants donating and so forth. So if you do come out, you're going to have some fun, and you're probably going to win something pretty cool.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, please, one of the things that we're really pushing and asking people is to go to our website, helpersforchildren.org, helpersforchildren.org, and please register there as soon as possible.
Right.
Oh, the application is there. You can put your names. You can, you know, pay directly there. And just make sure that you got your spot.
Right.
We want to make this successful, and we want asking people to do this for us. And don't forget that if you help with something like this, you're helping a child.
And it comes back to you, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Leo Garcia, for being here this morning on Jump in Tucson. Thank you, Morgan, for being here with us. Coming on Monday, we'll have our Wonder Show with me, and we talk about the good things going on at the University of Arizona. If you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know, and Morgan will get in touch with you and get you set up. Jump in Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising. William Ackerley is the producer, and the program broadcast from Bustos Media. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
Go vote.
Yep. Thank you all. Hope you all jump in Tucson.